From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Nasty viruses, recalled cold medication, and the bird flu arrives in New Jersey. We begin with the State Health Department announcing a huge spike in norovirus cases, a massive increase in outbreaks.
Health officials say norovirus cases, which cause diarrhea and vomiting, have peaked in New Jersey following holiday gatherings. Their December data shows 70 norovirus outbreaks statewide, compared to 15 in 2023. That's a 66% increase, and their numbers do not include individual cases because they're not reportable. On December 5th, the CDC reported 91 outbreaks in 14 states, but at that point, New Jersey wasn't included. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Just as flu season is peaking in New Jersey, a major store announced a huge recall of cold and flu medicine that is being sold in the Garden State.
Feeling sick? Check your cabinets before taking any medicine. Costco has issued a recall. It affects its Kirkland Signature Severe Cold and Flu Plus Congestion Meds. The store accidentally sold some boxes that were supposed to be rejected for potential foreign material contamination. Costco is offering a full refund. Check our website, NJ1015.com, for information about which units are affected. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And it is not just seasonal influenza that is causing health concerns. Experts are also noting a simultaneous rise in the number of bird flu cases.
Experts worry about what could happen if they combine. Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says that while it's unlikely, there is still the possibility, because he says it's happened before. The CDC says there have been more than 3,000 deaths this year linked to the seasonal flu. Dr. Hotez urges people to get their flu shot now. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Bird flu has been detected in wastewater samples in North Jersey. The sample was from the Passaic Valley Sewerage Commission, but the exact source cannot be traced. Bird flu has devastated avian flocks nationwide, killing 40 million egg-laying chickens and causing a nationwide egg shortage. New Jersey's First News is on Facebook and Instagram. I'll tell you what you need to know to start your day in a short video each morning. Just like and subscribe. It'll be included in your news feed. You can enable app alerts on our free mobile app. It'll be sent to your phone free each morning. You may be tempted to try and cheat on the new congestion tolls now in effect in Manhattan. The NYPD is watching very closely. Cops are all over the new congestion zone, confronting drivers who are masking or covering their license plates or otherwise trying to fool the cameras and dodge the toll. The department issued 113 summonses last Wednesday alone, seizing 10 vehicles and giving out 52 violations for improper or covered plates. There are a lot of devices and coverings for sale that are designed to obscure your license plates. Do any of them work? Are any of them legal? I write more about that at NJ1015.com. As for the congestion pricing, opponents are still trying to halt it. Staten Island Congresswoman Nicole Matiakis says she is working with President-elect Trump to try and get rid of congestion pricing once he is sworn in as president.
The impact of pollution on minorities, now we're going to see that traffic shift to exactly those communities. And that is why I think there is the ability for President Trump to step in here and halt the program and direct a study.
Maliotakis believes there is an option for the new administration to halt the pricing while arguing that traffic and air pollution will shift. Trump has previously said he is against congestion pricing. The bridge linking Lambertville and New Hope will be closed starting Monday for repairs. The closure is expected to last about 2 weeks. Drivers will be rerouted to the toll bridge on Route 202. Pedestrians will be offered free shuttle crossings. You can take a route that avoids the toll, and we map that out for you at NJ1015.com. If your doctor wants you to get certain testing or medications, it should be covered by your insurance, and that's that. But too many times, according to a bill in the state legislature, potentially life-saving options are being denied by outsiders.
Legislation from State Senator John Bramnick would prohibit pre-approval of medical tests or prescription drugs if they're already covered under one's benefits plan.
What's happened over the last few years in the legislature, there's been a piecemeal approach to pre-approvals.
Advocate Brad Schnorr, a former legislature employee who has stage 4 lung cancer, says a year before being diagnosed, he was denied a simple simple scan that could have caught his cancer when it was still curable.
This one simple fix would instantly eliminate much of the anger that's being directed at insurance companies today.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey is still far from a red state, but Republican voter registrations are surging ahead of next year's election for governor. The latest data from the Board of Elections shows Democrats have gained just 8 registered voters since 2021. While there are nearly 100,000 new registered Republicans, Democrats still have a 900,000 voter advantage. The largest number of new registered voters, more than 112,000, chose to be unaffiliated with any political party. A proposed New Jersey law would force the MVC to allow walk-ins again at least 2 days per week. Right now, most transactions can only occur when you make an appointment online. Anthony Mitchell represents hundreds of MVC workers. He's opposed to the change, saying things are working smoothly right now.
Customers no longer arrive hours before the agency open. Lines are shorter, and all customers with appointments are seen.
Mitchell says if walk-ins are permitted again, more staff will be needed, and agency locations are going to have to be added or expanded. Enjoy the gas prices where they are right now. Patrick DeHaan, an analyst with Gas Buddy, says prices typically bottom out around the holidays, and then they start creeping up again.
I do fully expect that most of the spring and summer we're going to see New Jersey's prices over the $3 a gallon mark.
He says there's some uncertainty in the months ahead as the nation transitions to a new administration in the White House. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. All of our content available anytime. Just go to nj1015.com and click on demand. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend. Join me Monday morning for New Jersey's First News. We're live on air at 5:30. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.